Whenever a new actor joins the Reduced Shakespeare Company, I like to think we plan a little something special for their very first touring date. And, Reed, wouldn't you agree? I think we went all out for young Kurt Quinn's first performance.
This is right up there with one of the great first times out with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. No doubt about it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 484, Breaking In Kurt.
We just finished a perfectly wonderful gig at the Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which was our new actor Kurt Quinn's very first performance. And we've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
Since when did you first audition at Bang in Los Angeles?
It must have been 4 years ago, I think.
I think it was 2010 because it was before I moved there. I left in 2011.
6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've been talking about getting you involved for years and years, and there just hasn't been the opportunity. And finally, we're doing The Complete History of America Abridged, and young Dominic Conti, who originated the role, can't join us for this spring of 2016 because he got another gig.
That bastard!
Thank you.
Dom is currently playing Sir Andrew Aguecheek at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater in their, they call it Short Shakespeare.
Well, that sort of sounds like what we'd...
Where do you think they got the idea calling something Short Shakespeare? So anyway, he's unavailable for the first half of 2016.
Right, so we contact Kurt. You want to do it? He says, let me think, yes. And we worked with him back in October for a few days. And it's just Allentown's easy gig. Right?
Yeah.
Fly out Friday, do the show Saturday, home Sunday. Just
bing, bang, boom,
no problem at all.
And
except,
you and I, yeah.
Oh, except didn't quite turn out that way.
Not quite. And Kurt flew into Chicago from Los Angeles, and from Chicago to Allentown is about an hour and a half flight. It's nothing. And yet, somehow, our flight from Chicago to Allentown was delayed. And, Reed, your flight was delayed as well. Where were you?
Yes, I flew from San Francisco to Chicago. You guys, I think, were on American. I was on United.
Oh.
And for separate reasons, I think, it didn't seem to be weather, both of our flights were delayed. We were supposed to arrive on two different airlines, but at the same time, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I think it was supposed to be 7 p.m. or 7:20 p.m. Well, I get there, and they said my flight crew has been delayed because their plane was late getting into Chicago. And then I hear from you that your flight is delayed at about the same length of time.
Yeah, we found out later that our plane had to be changed. They had to swap out planes because the first one had a mechanical. Yeah, it was broken, which is always encouraging.
That makes me mad. Just let's fly with the broken plane. Come on, I need to get there.
That's right. We have needs. And you guys are coming from San Francisco and Los Angeles, so you're 3 hours behind, and you've started quite early in the morning.
Yes, I woke at 4:15 a.m.
Did you really?
Yeah,
oh my
to
God.
Leave Sonoma at 5 to get to the airport or by 5:30.
Oh.
You know, and I mean, it's part of the gig. You know,
yeah,
it's not common, but it's not infrequent that I have to do that.
Right. So we finally get out of Chicago. I think we arrive in Allentown probably 4 hours late, right?
I probably arrived in Allentown an hour and a half late.
Okay.
And you guys were just going to be maybe about an hour or so behind me. So Allie said, well, Allentown's an hour away from Philadelphia. Would you like me to come get you? And I said, no, I'll wait. I said, if it's not longer than 90 minutes, yes, do come and get me.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was going to be an hour 15. So that's fine. So I go, and we're going to pick up a rental car at Budget.
Yeah.
And so
Before we even get to the rental car, here's the best trick we pulled on Kurt. What happened to you after you boarded in Los Angeles?
I was forced to check my bag, and the woman took my boarding pass and said, "I'll go check your bag and be right back." So she left, and then the plane took off, and
without her coming back to give you
right. So I landed in Chicago and had to get a new boarding pass. Because she had taken mine and not returned it. And then I landed in Philly.
Yeah, that's right. 4 hours later.
Right.
Four hours late.
And my bag's gone.
Ha ha ha! That was a great trick we pulled, right, Reed?
Boy, we're breaking in Kurt, baby.
Yeah.
And then we went to go, we met up at the Budget to get the budget rent a car to get the car, and you they were pretty irate with you.
Yes, but to back up.
Yeah.
So I get to Philly and I go to Budget because that's where the rental car is, and I sit there and I figure, well, I've got an hour, you know, so I'll sit here and read. They were so nice. They didn't ask, who's this creepy old guy waiting at the waiting by himself in the Budget in the middle of the night on Friday? And then you guys say, we've landed, and I go, great, okay, that's not bad, an hour. And then you guys are taking a long time, and I'm going, well, I know it takes a while to get here. I mean, it's not quite on the airport property, but it seems like it's taken you guys a really long time.
Right, because we're trying to deal with, we're waiting for all the bags to come, and it turns out Kurt's bag isn't there, so you do all the paperwork about what it looks like, and we finally get to Budget, and there's a line at Budget, and there's only one person handling, and I have a Budget fast break, so I got that special code that makes them give me a car where I can just pick a car and I can just go. And
zip, zap, zop. We're out of here. We're on our way to the hotel, baby!
Hotel, baby! And we get to the gate to just check out of the Budget lot, and she said, well, hang on, I've got a DNR on your thing.
Do not resuscitate.
No, that's not what it means at Budget. It means do not rent. I went, what?
Yeah, she goes, well, did you used to have a California driver's license?
I went, yes, of course, I did, but now I have an Illinois license. Well, you can't rent from Budget. I said, I rented from Budget last time I was with Kurt, in fact, in Southern California, right, last fall. And she said, well, I'm sorry. I said, well, why don't they tell me back there before we actually get into a car and drive to the exit? I don't know, but you can't drive this car. We can't rent it. So we go back. And then we made, maybe this was the crowning touch, we made Kurt rent the car.
On my credit card.
So because Kurt and Austin are going to the airport with each other tomorrow,
yeah,
and I'm going
right, earlier,
so I can't rent the car.
Right.
So Kurt gives his driver's license, and Austin gives the RSC credit card. Uh-huh. And they said, oh, no, it has to be the driver's credit card.
God.
So Kurt, on his first time out with the Reduced Chaser Company, has to rent the car.
We're great to work for, aren't we?
Now, as we're recording this podcast, I have my phone out with the GPS on, and I'm driving everyone back to the hotel after my first show.
I really should be sitting in the back seat instead of next to you.
No, this is totally
jacuzzi?
Safe.
Isn't there a jacuzzi in this car? What's going on?
That's right.
I'm so sorry. Please don't fire me.
I don't think I got my rub down before the show, Kurt. What happened to that?
It is such an honor to work with you. It'll never happen again.
Hello. As far as I know, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In about 10 days, you can see we April Fools perform the complete history of Comedy Abridged on April Fool's Day, April 1st in North Andover, Massachusetts, followed by a performance on April 3rd in Schaumburg, Illinois. Then followed by performances later this spring in Saratoga, Rancho Cucamonga, and Poway, California, Gillette, Wyoming, Reston, Virginia, and Somerville, New Jersey. And of course, next month, from April 21st to May 8th, we'll perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged at the Folger Theater in Washington, D.C. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to Reed Martins and my conversation with our newest actor, Kurt Quinn, who performed last Saturday night in The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, not, as I said earlier, The Complete History of America Abridged.
The great part about all of this is that Kurt's first performance went really well.
He got a standing ovation.
That's right.
And only me.
And yes, they were only standing for you, because then I went, thank you, and everybody sat down.
That was the weirdest thing.
Weird. So I don't know why that happened. But it's funny to rehearse with you because you're very calm, you're very confident, and then we come to find out it's all an act.
Gotcha.
Because Reed, you complimented him. You said, "Boy, either you're not nervous or you're hiding it well." And Kurt said, "I'm hiding it well."
Oh yeah, big time hiding it.
Kurt, you do something which I'm not sure I've seen other actors do. You have a big stack of recipe cards, whatever you call it, index cards,
right,
and you've got all your cue lines and your lines written on them.
Right.
And you just go over in October when we started to work with you, you had your lines. It's uncanny.
And what is it? You have your cue line is written on the front of the card,
right,
and your line is written on the back.
Right, right. So I have a giant stack, and all of your lines, all of my cue lines are on the front, and on the back is my line. And a few times a week, I'll go to the gym and walk on the stair machine for like 45 minutes and just rifle through them. And I've never done it before, only for this show, because I've never prepared for a show this way.
Interesting.
Because I've had a few rehearsals with you, but they've been spread out over
right.
2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm getting all this information, and I want to retain it over 2 years. So I did that just to try to keep it in there somehow.
That's right. We had like 4 or 5 days with you back in at the Marin Theater Company in the fall, in December of 2014.
I think it was 3 days. Yeah.
3 days. Okay.
Yeah. And so we've. I think I've gotten to rehearse probably more than most people do. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you have. You have.
Luxury! but also the other thing, as we discovered again tonight, is that you have to... None of it matters at all until you do your very first performance.
Oh, yeah.
And you learn so much more. What did you learn tonight?
I learned what I can stop thinking about.
Good.
I learned... we had a great talk about that it works really well, and I was having a great time when I was playing any of the characters, but then when it was just me, in quotations,
right.
It was a little tough, and it got quieter and more kind of pushy. So we talked about playing that character as a heightened version of myself, which, right. I mean, that's what you guys are doing, and it works. It makes total sense. So yeah. That helps. I took that to heart in the second act and relaxed a little bit, and it was
sure.
Just a blast in the second act.
Cool. Well, and you found where the laugh is.
Yeah, I got one laugh.
Well, and it was great. And we had a few more kerfuffles just to add to the mix. For some reason, the Miller Symphony Hall is a beautiful old space. What did it remind you of, Reed?
It reminded me a little bit of the Calumet Theater up in the Upper right. Peninsula of Michigan, where we used to play when we went to Michigan Tech. Now they have the beautiful new Rosa Center, so we perform mm-hmm. there. But, I think the Calumet Theater is 100 or a little older than that, years yeah. old.
And this was one of those classic spaces that you see a lot in England, but not so much here, where it's got, the orchestra on the floor and then two balconies.
Yeah, and wooden seats, wooden floors. I mean, it's just very old school and beautiful. And then it's got, the boxes close to the stage on either side.
That's right.
And so Kurt was able to make it, when he's being Abraham Lincoln, the world's first stand-up, he goes, "You do not want to be sitting there."
Great, great, great. And, so then in the second half when we did the improv scene, you just leapt out there with a great physical initiation where you're hammering at Stonehenge.
That's the groundlings training, buddy.
Groundlings training, and it's really good. Yeah, that's interesting, because I would say that Second City is more verbal, but... or it all takes place in a cafeteria. Every initiation in a cafeteria. And so it was great. I fell a step behind because I was just having so much fun watching you. And I felt like, I got the best seat at this improv. Oh, crap, I'm supposed to be in this thing, too. Oh, I should probably step up my game a little bit.
Well, it worked out.
No, it absolutely worked out. So, and now we see you. I guess you're doing all the spring dates except, oh, right. Those next two performances you can't do because, oh, you just booked a national commercial.
Yeah, which we can't talk about.
It's the one where you dressed as a... and you do the...
that one. So we're going to lose you for two of the performances, but then...
But then I'm going to pay my rent.
Yeah, for several months.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And it allows you to be able to afford to do more theater.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thing. Well, congratulations on your very first performance with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Long may you wave. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. The one thing we forgot to mention was that when we finally got to our hotel after midnight, almost 5 hours after we were supposed to arrive, and we were finally given the keys to our fourth floor rooms, the elevators were out of service. The perfect end to the perfect day. Send us your favorite memory of breaking in Kurt Quinn via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, frequent flyer Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Jen Laporte.
No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Weird Al Yankovic. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Tichner, 484, 1,450 seconds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Thank you so much. I got to focus on the road.
That's right, because you're driving us home. Get us there quick. We're tired and we're hungry.
It's such an honor. I'm so sorry.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.